we've been looking at the past of the presidential candidates to get a better understanding of who they are. Today, our co-host Ari Shapiro explores a chapter in the life of the Republican frontrunner and his stint as a reality TV star.
Four candidates are left. Who will be fired this week?
Donald Trump hosted 14 seasons of The Apprentice, starting in 2004. And he's very proud of that work, as you can hear when he spoke with CNN's Anderson Cooper at a town hall earlier this month.
The Apprentice was such a tremendous success. NBC would have done anything to renew it with me. I mean, anything.
Of course, on the campaign trail, his competitors have used his show against him. Here's a clip of Ted Cruz from last Thursday's debate in Houston, courtesy of CNN.
When I was leading the fight against the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, where was Donald? He was firing Dennis Rodman on Celebrity Apprentice.
So, what can we actually learn about Donald Trump from his time on The Apprentice? NPR's pop culture blogger Linda Holmes is here. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ari.
We should say you're perhaps uniquely qualified to talk about this because you actually wrote episode recaps about the show before you worked for NPR, and you put some snarky things in those recaps, but to borrow a phrase from reality TV, you didn't come here to make friends.
That's right. I'm speaking strictly to the reality television aspect at the moment.
For those who have never watched The Apprentice, just briefly, what's it about?
Yeah, The Apprentice was a competition show where a bunch of young kind of up and coming business people, people from different professions came and they all competed in different tasks every week, whether it was like running a lemonade stand or running an auction. And the ultimate prize was that you would get a job working in the Donald Trump organization and you would be, quote unquote, the apprentice. And at the end of every week, they would all come into this big mocked up boardroom and fight back and forth. And then at the end of the fight, he would fire someone.
And that's where "you're fired" became Trump's catchphrase.
Right, exactly.
And what role did Trump play in this show? What did he represent?
Well, the entire gimmick of the show was the presentation of him as this enormously successful business person who kind of knew everything. And literally the first thing that you heard in the first episode of the first season was him saying the words, "New York, my city."
New York, my city, where the wheels of the global economy never stop turning.
And then his approach to the people who were competing theoretically for a job working for him was primarily by stressing what I would call a kind of business machismo kind of thing, where the most important thing was to never show weakness. He would take the position that if someone was being horrible to you, their behavior might be horrible, but you taking it was the real problem.
You got to fight back, not run away.
Yes, and I actually brought you a little bit of that to listen to.
I didn't like what she was doing. And it was repulsive to me. But worse was the way you took it.
Please.
I have no choice, and I have to say that you're fired.
This seems totally consistent with the Donald Trump of the presidential campaign.
That is for political reporters to say, Ari. But I think his position was, I mean, you heard him say, repulsive is not as bad as weak, in a sense. And also, he loved to make people fight. He was not into kind of nuance and diplomacy. His whole thing was to ask people questions in the form of stuff like, do you think he was really good or do you think he was terrible? And if you equivocated on answering, on picking one of those choices, again, that's being weak.
It's funny because when we think of actors who have become political figures, we generally think of people who are playing roles, like
right.
Ronald Reagan or Arnold Schwarzenegger. With Donald Trump, it's a little bit different because every time he was on TV in The Apprentice, he was Donald Trump.
Right. But the thing about reality shows is that they give you this gray area where it's you, but it's not you, and people aren't quite sure how much it's you. And so you can a little bit decide which parts of that image you want to keep and which parts of it you want to say, well, I was just playing a role. And in fact, the thing it reminds me most of is somebody like Jesse Ventura, who
he was a famous wrestler who became governor of Minnesota.
Right. And so it's a similar thing where your persona as a wrestler is you, but it's a pumped up version of you. And so some of what you communicate accrues to people's idea of you and some of it doesn't.
Having critically watched reality TV shows, including The Apprentice, for many years, do you have an opinion on whether the characters that people play on reality TV are their authentic selves or just a mask they're wearing?
I can't speak to that with Donald Trump, who I've never met, but I have met a bunch of people who have been on reality shows. My experience has always been it's a part of you. It's almost like if you know somebody at work, they might be different at home, but it's not you. And I don't think I've ever met anybody where I've thought, boy, that's not the person I saw on television at all.
Quick fact check. He often says on The Stump that it was the best rated show. Was it?
I think that's a stretch. I will say there are so many ways to measure viewers. Sometimes people are talking about for that night or for that demographic or whatever. I think that to suggest it was the number one show on television, I mean, I can't find that statistic, but it was a very big show, particularly when it was first on. It was a very big and very successful show.
Linda Holmes is the host of our Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Ari.